producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
To Moscow now, and provocative anti-smoking posters are grabbing people's attention. The Bus Shelter ad shows an altered image of U.S. President Barack Obama smoking, a habit he says he has effectively kicked. Apparently he still sneaks one every now and then.
It reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, although he kills a lot of people. Don't smoke, don't be like Obama. It's not clear who placed posters, but they come as Mr. Obama faces heavy criticism in Russia. Still, an opposition lawmaker said the ad disgusted him.
Well, there's an interesting way to get started on our countdown. Those are John Vos and Isha Seshe, who are reporters for CNN, commenting on a new anti-smoking poster that has shown up all over the place in Russia. How many of you have seen this? It's been posted on social media in our country as well. I actually was going to comment on it the other day on my Good Day program and didn't get around to it. The poster actually shows an altered image of President Obama smoking, and it reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, and he kills a lot of people. Don't smoke, don't be like Obama. So the Russian Obama anti-smoking poster has shown up as the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of this overview of what's happening in the fascinating world of news talk radio. The TRCS is an overview of what's happened this past week, ending on Friday, the 19th of February. So let's together review during this hour the top 10 talk topics of the week. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is an integral part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, a lot of talk radio and talk television information in here from programs all across the country. So let's see what has been determined on our list. As I said, the number 10 item is the Obama anti-smoking poster and the Russian view of it. So let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Kanye West and the big bad boy's behavior. Here's host John Howell talking to Jonathan Honig about Kanye West's claims that he's $53 million in the hole in debt, as he went to Twitter to ask Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook for $1 billion.
I want to ask you a question about personal finance, not mine, but Kanye West. How does you make all that that money and now you're $53 million in debt and you're begging for $1 billion?
You know, I just think, John, honestly, we lament today's young people, especially have, you know, no good sense about life and certainly about money. And I'm going to sound like an old fogey here, but, you know, we hear these.
What, are you driving Studebaker?
Well, you know, when young people have role models who they follow on social media and could quote every word of their song, I mean, you know, we've just fallen so far from the James Dean rebel archetype that people who are so flip with money, I think it really says that, you know, successful artists who get themselves into this tremendous types of debt and financial hardship, that's a message that's sent to young people about not only the importance of working, but saving and thinking long term. Again, I sound like that old fogey, but, you know, we need better role models for young people, certainly when it comes to their finances, because to have made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and pissed it away on, I don't even know what Kanye could have lost all that money on, but it's just a shame.
And now, how ironic is the song Gold Digger? I'm sorry. Had to get that one in there.
It's true.
Chamonix. I like the fact. I like the fact. I like the fact that he's begging for $1 billion from Bill Gates, is it, or who's Warren Buffett? I can't remember. He says, I need $1 billion.
I mean, what is more unbecoming than a supposed, you know, celebrity or great artist going on Twitter and begging billionaires, hedge fund billionaires and millionaires for billions of dollars? It's somewhere behind there, John, there's got to be some unbelievably strong drugs. I just can't imagine there's nothing else fueling this type of tirade and behavior.
Number 8.
All right. Let's keep moving here. Rolling along on the countdown with the number 8 item, Manny Pacquiao and his remarks, his comments about homosexuals. Here's Sports Talk Radio host Doug Gottlieb, who has focused in on these comments, these remarks, that homosexuals, made again by Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, homosexuals are below animals.
Manny Pacquiao basically referenced animals the other day and was like, hey, look, common sense, look at animals. They're not homosexuals. Look at humans who are below animals. It doesn't make sense. It's not natural. It's the argument, basically, right? Nike terminated their deal with Manny Pacquiao. And, of course, this has caused the sides to align. And remember, he's in his native Philippines, where he's running for public office. And he says, look, I'm a very religious man. This is what I believe in. What was weird about it was, maybe not weird about it, maybe more cowardly, which was he first said that, then he posted an Instagram supporting it, and then he was like, hey, my bad, sorry, not sorry. Then he kind of doubled down with a new Instagram in which he used Leviticus 20:13. Leviticus 20:13, the full context is this, and I can't believe I'm reading the Bible on national sports radio, but trust me, it'll make sense in just a moment. I promise you. All right, here's the full context of it, and then I'll read the passage that he posted. Okay. First, he said his comments on homosexuality. I'm sorry for hurting people by comparing homosexuals to animals. Please forgive me for those I've hurt. I still stand by my beliefs. I'm against same-sex marriage because of what the Bible says, but I'm not condemning LGBT. Love you all with all the love of the Lord. God bless you all. That's Manny Pacquiao. Then he posts this. Well, actually, let's just, what he posted was from 2013, which is, if there is a man who lies with a male as those lie with a woman. You know what that means, right? Yeah. Both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death.
Whole thing, this discussion and how it has come about and the way people are so narrow in their focus, I find kind of disgusting. What about you? Comments, by the way, about what's going on the countdown, send me an email if you'd like. It's Doug at DougStephan.com, STEPHAN. Countdown rolls around with number 7 next in focus.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn at 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Number seven item on this page of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on what's happening between South Korea and North Korea this past week. Here's radio talk show host Rob Schilling with a conversation with analyst Bruce Hershenden about what he thinks, Bruce thinks, we can do and ought to do about North Korea as they continue to test their missiles and launch satellites.
They've recently had a test of a bomb that they said was a hydrogen bomb, and also what appeared to be a successful launch of a missile or a satellite. Bruce, let's talk about this threat, because I think it goes under some people's radar because we haven't been attacked, I'll say, yet by North Korea.
Boy, you're so right. And all we have to do is remember, I'm sure that you have some listeners who remember when Sputnik 1 went up, this nation got pretty scared. We got scared because there was a satellite over the United States that could look down at us, and it was from the Soviet Union. However, the biggest fear was really of President Eisenhower and our Defense Department at the time, because what they realized is not what the average person was thinking about. It was, how was this thing launched? And the only way a satellite of that weight and size could be launched was by a booster, a rocket that was capable of being an intercontinental ballistic missile. It meant they had them. We did not at that time. That is what started the space race. It's what started so many things in defense as well. The only reason that we call it a rocket is because it's generally a space capsule that's going up. If we call it a missile, it's exactly the same thing, except that on the payload is now a warhead. Mm. And so they're one and the same. So when they say they had a satellite up, they probably did. It looks like it was correct that they actually did fire a space launch and that they got a satellite in orbit. But that does mean that they have a long-range rocket. And the only reason that we now use the term long range is because it isn't necessarily intercontinental, and it is. But this very likely could be. We do believe that it could go to Hawaii, Alaska, and the Aleutian Islands. We don't know about what's called the lower 48. But one marvelous thing that we have temporarily the ability at least to do, we can destroy the launch of any missile that takes off that could be used for hostile use against the United States. We can destroy it because right now they're sort of in the primitive stage, the stage that we were in 1957 in the early 60s, where it had to be on a launching pad rather than in a silo. So we can see it. We can look at it from our own satellites, and we can target it, and we can destroy it. And I believe that that is it's what we should do if we feel that one is going to take off.
All right, if you were president of the United States, what would you be doing? Do you ever think about that? What do we do about these the messages are in the missiles, in a manner of speaking, are they not? So that's number seven. Number six, then, would be next on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 minutes after the hour on this week's countdown.
We use
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on the countdown, what we are paying for gasoline and oil and what may be the focus of the rest of the world. Wow. I'm going to give you a comparative in a matter of moments as to what we're paying versus what other people in the world are paying. First, though, here's a radio host, M.L. Elric, talking to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com about the gas prices, oil prices. Have we hit rock bottom yet?
I don't remember gas prices getting down to $1.15. Man, it feels like it hasn't been since the 80s.
It feels like it's been a long time, though. It's really been since the 90s, and we saw some of these prices during the recession. Of course, it didn't get quite as low during the recession as they are now. But unfortunately, I know you had mentioned that prices keep going down, but it looks like we've made the turn, and it looks like prices in Detroit and across the state of Michigan actually bottomed out a week ago at about $1.44. And since then, there has been a dramatic shift in oil markets. There's been talk of OPEC cuts. That's not really as important as refiners that about last week, Wednesday, said that they were going to actually be cutting back how much gasoline they're producing. That almost instantly led to a massive spike in wholesale prices, and now we're starting to see gas stations adjust their prices accordingly.
Well, I thought I read that some oil producers in the southern states are losing money making oil and are drilling for oil, and the only reason they're actually bringing this oil up is because they have to have some money to pay down their debt that is no longer the lucrative business that it has been for all these many, many years.
Well, we have seen quite a cycle on oil prices. Obviously, in 2008, before the recession, they hit 150. Then back in 2011, 12, and 13, they were close to $100 a barrel. All those high prices for oil spawned a lot of investment that really paved the way for today's low oil prices. Of course, now Iran's sanctions have been eased, so it's a dramatic turnaround. And indeed, oil companies are not making money on pumping oil anymore. In fact, they're making thousands of layoffs across the industry. If you've been watching, oil company earnings, you've seen how bad the energy sector is doing. In fact, some oil companies now looking at cutting a dividend, which they really can't afford to pay. And the same held true with refiners, which is why they began cutting back, because believe it or not, gasoline last Tuesday on the wholesale market was going cheaper than a barrel of oil was.
I love it. I love it. I hear people say that it's bad for the economy if the price of gasoline drops, but I just can't help it. I love going to the pump and not seeing my paycheck disappear. And I'm just looking at a chart here on where gas prices have been. You know, we've been up around $4 as recently as 2013, 2011, 2008, and now, man, it's so nice to be below $2 and be in somewhere around the $1 level. But, I mean, how likely is this to pivot? Because these, when you look at this chart, it looks like there's an earthquake going on. I mean, they're way high, yeah. They're way low, and then it's, you know, this is not a flat line situation.
Exactly. And I caution you to be careful on cheering for $1.30 gas. Though I love it, I would rather have $2 gas than $1.30 gas today and $4 gas in 2 years. What happens is these low oil prices are causing oil companies to make permanent changes. They're cutting back. These layoffs are happening throughout the industry, and that will eventually affect production of oil. If you're not drilling, exploring for new sources of oil or bringing oil to the surface, that's a problem. And it may not impact us tomorrow or even in a year, but the low oil prices today are kind of going down a road of no return. That is, production will begin dropping. And then when it does, because of today's low oil prices, prices will eventually spike down the road. In fact, the lower they go today, the higher they will inevitably go later.
All right, so the average price of gas this week in Italy is $5.85. In Norway, $6.16 a gallon. The Netherlands, $6.27 a gallon. And in Hong Kong, $6.69 for a gallon of gas this week. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Making headway in the quest to improve soil health on America's farms. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
One of the many efforts going on to address soil quality concerns is the Soil Health Partnership, a group of stakeholders across the private, public, and nonprofit sectors. Initiated in 2014 by the National Corn Growers Association, the partnership has a 5-year plan to get American farmers interested in better soil management. Hans Koch is field manager for the partnership in Indiana. He's a bit reluctant to say much about how it's going so far.
This project is a minimum of 5 years, so we can really go through a couple weather cycles, a couple crop cycles, and see whether this actually holds water. But quite frankly, we have seen a lot of other farmers that have done some of those things, and we are very confident that these alternative methods the farmers are going to employ will work.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. it could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Doug Steffen here on the weekly review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And hello to people listening in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, in Charlotte and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Kansas City and Las Vegas and Salt Lake City, San Antonio, Orlando, hello, Sacramento, Columbus, Eugene, Oregon. How are we doing? Let's review where we are to this point. As I'm not here to bark like, this is not Larry King, Altoona, hello. But it is an overview of things that are on people's minds, and there are all kinds of different attitudes toward them. That's what makes this a fascinating world, this world of News Talk Radio conversation. Let's find out where we are. Starting at number 10, the situation with the poster in Russia that shows the image of President Obama smoking, and it reads, smoking kills more people than Obama, and he kills a lot of people. Number 9, Kanye West and his foolishness. Number 8, the gay remarks by boxer Manny Pacquiao. I guess I mispronounced his name earlier. Pacquiao, okay, whatever it is. It doesn't change the comments any. Number 7, situation with North Korea and South Korea, the tension there. Number 6, what we're paying for fuel. So now we keep moving. Got another half hour here of the countdown.
Number 5.
Yes, a tried and true uphill battle to figure out what's going on with the Zika virus and what today's latest scare is, or this week's latest scare is. Actually, earlier in the week on my Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I talked to Steve Moore, who's known as Mosquito Steve, about the rumors that genetically engineered mosquitoes might have something to do with the spread of Zika.
Well, I think using Mother Nature against Mother Nature, and that's really the bottom line. You know, all our products are essential oils. So I used to, when I first started in the business, I used to put pyrethrins and permethrin in the tank of these misting systems, and I thought it was okay. There's so much misinformation out there, and that's what I think is the problem in the industry. You know, the chemical companies are out there promoting it, and most of the guys that are selling these products, they have no idea. They don't know what they're selling. They don't even know if their product actually works or not. Citronella is, you know, in a candle, it's probably not going to do that good. I will tell you, though, I have people call me up, even knowing I'm the mosquito guy, knowing I've done hundreds of tests and taking thousands and thousands of bites from mosquitoes, call me up and say, hey, man, I heard you can put a dryer sheet in your pants and keep the mosquitoes.
I heard that, yeah.
So I, unfortunately, when people do that, I have to go out and test these products because I have to show them, look, this is not, this right. doesn't actually work.
All right, we got about a minute left here. Let's talk about the trials that have been conducted by the World Health Organization to fight the dengue mosquito, the sterile male mosquito released into out into the natural so that it mates with the wild females. We all know what sterile males and wild females bring about. Or do we?
So I think that, you know, I'm all for, you know, experimentation, and I think that's okay. That's better to me than the genetically modified. That word always makes me have concerns.
Sad or bad,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're showing that it's having some reduction of dengue fever, which is good. Now, dengue fever is actually crossed into the U.S., and if that ever takes hold here, that's going to be a crisis product disease.
Probably,
you know, especially versus Zika.
Number four, lots of talk about the passing of Antonin Scalia, questions around his legacy, questions about what really happened to him. The conspiratorialists are out in full force. Here's talk host Rob Carson with a conversation about some of the conspiracy theories that are going around surrounding this man's death.
A lot of conspiracy theories going around as far as Antonin Scalia is concerned, and I don't subscribe to these. I don't believe them, but it's interesting. But one person is giving a little bit of credence to it. Former DC homicide commander. He believes there's something fishy about the circumstances surrounding his death. It's William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for the Capitol's Police Department. He's saying that there are some things that, you know, should have been known. First of all, the autopsy. There's no autopsy. Immediately when there's no autopsy, that's where you're going to go. That's where you're going to go. But he said, you know, you have a non-homicide trained U.S. Marshal tell the Justice of the Peace that no foul play was observed. So this is an untrained person, not somebody associated with maybe being a coroner, being whatever, but saying that no foul play was observed. He said, did the U.S. Marshal smell his breath for any unusual odor that might suggest poisoning? My gut tells me there's something fishy going on in Texas. Says you have a justice of the peace pronounced death while not on the scene and without any medical training, opining that the justice died of a heart attack. What medical proof exists of myocardial infarction? Why not a cerebral hemorrhage? Now, you can't tell by just observing the body there. You cannot tell whether it's a brain or a heart. And they're, by the way, caused by the same thing, which is a blockage, a fatty blockage. He said, did the U.S. Marshal check for petechial hemorrhage in his eyes or under his lips that would have suggested suffocation? No. I believe I pronounced that correctly. And so all of these things. Now, here are some of the theories going around. Someone at the ranch could have smothered Scalia with a pillow. That according to the Dallas Observer. The newspaper said he could have been poisoned, of course. There's a chance it could have happened through carbon monoxide fumes. A conservative writer, Jack Cashel, predicted that Scalia would die in his novel in 2006, The Chautauqua Rising, in which the justice dies from carbon monoxide poisoning, but nobody believes it. And number one, I'm saying, an assassin killed Scalia on orders from Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's according to Saboteur 365. That's what I said when I first heard he was dead. I was like, what did he do to Hillary? I mean, that's the obvious go-to when somebody gets killed.
Number three.
Right, yeah. Everybody... The Clintons are killing them all. Number three, the Middle East military escalation this past week, the situation with Daesh, and here's talk host Dave Ross. I think this guy's an excellent host, frankly, talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about the progress being made in the Middle East, or lack thereof, against Daesh.
Is there any progress? Has their territory been expanding? Have we been taking some of it back? Where does it stand?
I'd say it's been contained, and the fact that you have opportunity inside of Iraq over the next few months now to try to push them back, surround them around Mosul, take back areas within the northern part of Iraq. The government seems to be more in charge, let's say, within their military. The price of oil is hurting. They don't have the same amount of resources to invest. But I think it's taking a little bit longer than we'd like to. But the bottom line is, if you take these things in two fronts, Iraq and Syria right now, there's more success taking place in Iraq.
Really? So the strategy seems to be working? Can you go that far?
Yeah, you know, the strategy was always containment, and the question was how fast are we going to get there? And from a principle of war perspective, attriting your enemy is always a good thing. It's just it takes time, and sometimes the enemy gets to rearm and reengage. And in this case, ISIS really doesn't have that capability because it doesn't really have any kind of industrial base.
Now, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, announced a ceasefire, and I'm frankly unclear what that ceasefire applies to. Can you explain that to us?
Well, in the long term, it looks like the Syrian government now, with the help of Russia, has defeated the rebels that are inside of Syria, and that's the group we were supporting.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken certain places back, and now this is all designed to stop the fighting, give it a chance to restart. But what it really is going to mean is two things. Number one, Assad is really going nowhere. That government's going to survive likely well past any intentions that the United States had. And then number two, that Russia will continue to play more influence inside of Syria going forward. That could mean helping them rebuild. That aligns them more closely with Iran. So instead of a weakened Syrian government, you're going to see an increase of Russian influence inside of Syria.
Well, then wait a second. That's not good. That sounds like Russia won.
That's right. It does sound like Russian won, and that's exactly what I think is going to end up happening here. And then they also now will have to deal with ISIS on the ground. That's going to be the main challenge here, because if you have a legitimate Syrian government in its own eyes and within the eyes of the world now with Russia in line with it, there's not any way possible you're going to bring in ground troops to support any kind of battle inside of ISIS. So it's going to further isolate Syria and its capability to go after ISIS there, or it just might keep it there, similar to a government that we saw in Afghanistan that basically put it with the Taliban and put up with the terrorists on their side. So it doesn't help the United States. The United States wants to destroy ISIS, and it doesn't look like the Syrian government's going to go focus on it anytime soon.
Does the United States really want to destroy Daesh, or is it good for the military-industrial complex? Something for you, perhaps, to ponder. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stand by for number two this week. It is about, I guess we would say in sort of smart fashion, an uphill battle of sorts. Stand by.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price participation vary.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
QL1, this is control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, control.
require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Number two.
Yes, number two on the countdown this week, the Apple iPhone hack and their refusal to do what the government wants them to do, or are they really? From our affiliate KQTH, the FM talk station in Tucson, host John Justice talking to David Gartenstein Ross from DefendDemocracy.org about the latest on Apple's refusal to comply with the FBI's court order.
I do find it interesting that Apple claims that this latest software upgrade, and I think it's iOS 8, is the one where they can no longer get into it. The previous iterations they could, and I suppose we're supposed to trust it on its face without having, you know, barring any other information. But, you know, being a little cynical, I have a hard time believing that Apple's telling the truth in that regard. You know, do you trust what the CEO is saying right now, that this particular iOS update cannot be cracked?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm skeptical of it. I think the skepticism is legitimate. But they're also putting forward a set of principles that make some sense. Right? It makes some sense from a user perspective when you look at privacy globally to want to have a manufacturer of your electronic device that's unable to install a backdoor and to break your encrypted communications. Because if there's a backdoor, then your encrypted communications and your privacy are all a sham. You essentially do not have privacy. So, I mean, there are multiple reasons for skepticism, but there's skepticism both with respect to the immediate legal case and his explanation as to why Apple should not be forced to break the encryption in this particular legal case. But then secondly, there's also skepticism when you look at the audience he's appealing to, basically consumers
right.
who are spooked about whether their information is private. So as I said, look, it's a complex subject matter. And this is going to, like, this kind of situation is going to continually arise. And to me, the reason I reject demagoguery on this issue is because these competing concerns are going to constantly jostle with each other. And sometimes we'll find that, our communications, our most private moments are far less private than we would like. And
right.
other times we'll find that people will get killed because encrypted communications were not broken. And I think we actually just saw that in Paris in November of last year. Like cells, terrorist cells of that size, with so many interlocking individuals involved, wouldn't have been able to execute an attack of that magnitude years ago, 5, 10 years ago, because authorities absolutely would have intercepted their communications. So we can very vividly see the costs on both sides being displayed before the world.
I heard on another radio show this morning, and the caller was very quick to say that he didn't have an answer to what he was proposing. But he was making the comment that, are we not advertising to the bad guys? Hey, go and use Apple products.
No, I mean, look, that's absolutely the case. But the bad guys pay attention to the things that we pay attention to.
Right.
They've read all of the various documents posted to WikiLeaks very carefully. They've read all of Edward Snowden's revelations very carefully. Very carefully. And, I mean, some journalists either don't get that or just don't care. And they're watching this case. as well. Now, look, there are other ways. It's not as though encryption is automatically unbreakable for very skilled agencies like NSA. There's going to be lots of jostling with innovations and leaps forward on both the security and the privacy sides.
All right, let's get to the exciting conclusion of this hour with the number one issue in the Talk Radio Countdown show next.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Correct. Number one, the presidential race. I thought it was kind of interesting that Ted Cruz demanded the takedown of one of the PAC ads that's appearing in the Carolinas this week because he claims the ad distorts his voting record on immigration issues. Immigration discussion has been very prominent in South Carolina. Here's Talk Host Joe O'Reilly with the correspondent Jared Halperin. They discussed the primary this weekend.
The Republican primary, it seems like almost a done deal when you look at polling down there, except for maybe one. Donald Trump is clearly the front runner, isn't he, Jared?
He is, and he has been for months in South Carolina. Double-digit leads over any of his nearest competitors. But I don't think that's all you say about South Carolina. You do wonder in these last couple of days how much this back and forth between Trump and Cruz may influence voters. Talk about a lawsuit, cease and desist letters from the Trump campaign. How do voters respond to that in the final 72 hours will be interesting to see. And beyond that, you have a real tightening of the race for second, third, and in many cases fourth between Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And in the last couple of days, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who's been on the campaign trail with his brother, former President George W. Bush. And so that is a fascinating race to see because you look at the viability of campaigns moving beyond South Carolina, and it seems to me that the goal for anybody not named Donald Trump has to be to try and beat expectations, right? For Marco Rubio maybe finishing second ahead of Ted Cruz, for Jeb Bush maybe finishing third ahead of, Senator Rubio. That would really redefine the race, I think, in ways that, you look at it, redefining it beyond just what's expected to be a New Hampshire-like victory for Donald Trump.
All right, so let's move into another conversation, another radio program hosted by Linda Lopez. Here she talks to Stephen Olmacher from the AP about Hillary Clinton adding to her delegate count, even though Bernie Sanders won. This is something that's been talked about a lot, and I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to how corrupt this seems to be.
You're a math whiz. How does all this add up?
Well, there are 712 superdelegates, is what we call them, to the Democratic National Convention. That's about 15% of the delegates, or 30% of the delegates needed to win the nomination. These are party officials, members of Congress, party leaders, and members of the Democratic National Committee. We call them superdelegates because they can go to the convention and vote for whomever they want. They can vote for any candidate that they choose, regardless of what happens in the primaries and caucuses. What we did is we reached out to all 712 of these folks and asked them, you know, if they were ready to commit to supporting a candidate at the convention. This is the second survey we've done on this. We did our first one in November before any of the contests, and we decided to follow it up after the New Hampshire primary. And what we found out is that Hillary Clinton has a huge lead over Bernie Sanders among these superdelegates. In fact, 96% of the ones who committed to Hillary Clinton. So right now in the superdelegate count, she has 449 and Bernie Sanders has 19.
So he has virtually no chance of being the nominee then.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the beauty of the superdelegates is they can change their minds as we go forward. And in fact, this is what happened 8 years ago. If you'll recall, Hillary Clinton entered the 2008 primary season as a presumptive favorite as well. We did a survey back then in December before the primary started, and she had a lead over Barack Obama. It wasn't nearly this big. It was by about 100 delegates. There are far more undecided delegates back then. After Barack Obama started winning primaries and caucuses, they began to migrate over to him. And this is what the Sanders campaign says that they hope will happen, is that if he can show that he's a viable candidate by winning primaries and caucuses, that the superdelegates will come around and support him. However, Barack Obama had one very important advantage over Bernie Sanders. Barack Obama is a Democrat. He has been working in the Democratic Party for years. Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He calls himself a Democratic Socialist.
Does that mean that the voters don't actually count?
When you talk to some of the superdelegates who backed Hillary Clinton, they all say, wait, just slow down. You know, we've only had two contests. They can, in fact, change their minds, and they have in the past. You know, let's wait and see how this thing's going to play out. But I'll tell you, that's what a lot of the Sanders supporters are saying.
How many of you have been offended, if you're Catholic, by what Donald Trump said this week, or the poking fun of the Pope back and forth? That's another part of this conversation. Okay, so let's quickly review here. Presidential race number one, going back to the top, Russia's anti-smoking poster with Obama is 10. Kanye West, 9. Manny Pacquiao, however you pronounce his name, is gay remarks, number 8. North Korea, South Korea, number 7. The oil price is number 6. Zika, 5. Mr. Scalia and his death, number 4. The Middle East situation is 3. Apple, 2. And the presidential...
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.